Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. A late start this morning. Once again, we're in some severe wind chill and temperature extremes here in northern Indiana. And so I waited till it was up to about minus 7. Actual temperature, and come in and be able to share with you this morning. I'm going to be talking and praying this week about experiencing God's love in an immeasurably more way, and not just receiving it, but in giving it. God's desire is that we share what we have received from Him. And one of the greatest things we've received is our salvation. It's based on His love, and so we share the good news of Jesus with others. And so throughout the week, we're going to be taking a look at different parts of Romans chapter 12, primarily using the text that I used yesterday in the sermon I shared here online. And looking at what Paul talks about, not just love, but a practical love. As we mentioned yesterday, a love that is real. And as we put that into practice, we begin with the beginning point of yesterday's message, and that's a loving righteousness. And I suspect we hear righteousness, and because it is embedded there in the word, we kind of get wrapped up in that it has to do with being right. And we kind of like that. We enjoy the idea of being thought of as right, being known as right, of being right. And while that's true, the idea of righteousness is about being right, specifically about being right by God's standards, being right according to Him, and that creates the issue. We talked a little yesterday. No one's righteous. No one does right all of the time. No one other than Jesus has kept God's standard perfectly. And so, as we mentioned, it's for the Christian, for the believer, for humans in general, this loving righteousness has more to do with changing, with repenting, with allowing the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's the only way we get there. And so as we look at this, Romans 12, verse 9, the opening verse of the section we'll be going through this week, it simply says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. As I read that verse, this idea of righteousness just kind of jumped off the page at me. Because it begins with a sincerity. It begins with a genuineness. I suspect there are times that we appear to love people with motives that aren't exactly pure. We're hoping they don't realize it, they don't notice, but we want something. We desire to improve ourselves, we desire to take advantage of them. And most of that we would rarely say out loud because then it condemns us. But Paul comes along and he writes to the Romans and to us that the love that God desires is a love that is genuine, it's sincere, it has meaning behind its attempts at expressing love. And he goes on, and how do we know what a sincere love looks like? What's the measurement? What's the criteria? And I think that's explained in that next line. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. It kind of defines the concept of repentance. We turn away from that which is wicked and cling to that which is godly. And when we live with this sincere love, it's a love that rejects every selfish motive. It rejects every impure thought. It rejects everything that would go against the good of someone else. And particularly, it rejects everything that would go against God's word and his will for us. But as Jesus pointed out, if we clean out what is bad, if we simply get rid of and reject what is evil, we have an empty house. And then the evil moves back in with even greater force. And that's why it's important as we consider what it looks like to have this loving righteousness, that we turn away from evil and we fill ourselves with that which is good. Not that which is good by the world standards, not even that which is good by our standards, but that which is good by God's standard. And so we spend time in prayer, we spend time in His Word, and then we go out into our workplace, into our schools, into our neighborhoods, and to our communities, and we put it into practice. It's not meant to be a head knowledge, it's meant to be a transformational experience with the living God. And the love that God wants us to not only be filled with, which is immeasurably more than the love of this world, is a love which is righteous. Because there is no evil that exists within it, but it is simply the goodness of God. And when we look at immeasurably more love that we ought to have for our family, for our spouse, for our children, for our parents, for our neighbors, for our co-workers, for our fellow students, for our community, for people in general and all people, it's this loving righteousness. It's this immeasurably more, because the evil, the wickedness, the impure motives and thoughts have been completely removed from it. And all of it is good. And all of it is right. You see, God's desire for every one of us is that we would represent Jesus well, and we do that according to Him by the way that we love one another. And it begins with those that God has put into our life as fellow believers, I think. When we begin to love one another within the church family, within the body of Christ, we practice loving people that are not yet in the body of Christ, who have not yet come to salvation through Jesus. But as the Bible says, if we can't get along with one another within the family of God, how can we have any meaningful input into the world around us? And Paul had to address times where people would go to court with one another and make an issue of things that were happening between believers and become a mockery to those that were watching. He says, there's even sin that the pagans think is abhorrent. And this sincere love, this righteous love, is a love that is filled with the goodness of God, and it expresses the goodness of God in everything that we do. And so we live life seeking first His righteousness, so that all things that are good and right, all things that are necessary, will be added to us. And we love the world just as God so loved the world that He gave. And so we begin with a righteousness not of our own, but a righteousness that comes through Christ. And out of that righteousness, we love people with no exceptions. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to know what love looks like, how to experience it, how to express it. So God, today I pray that You would help us. Help us to have this loving righteousness that rejects evil, that wants nothing to do with it, that searches by the help of your Spirit the very depths of our heart and mind and removes anything that is not right, anything that's tainted by evil and wickedness. And Father, as we approach life with this sincere, this genuine love, may you purify our motives, our thoughts, our very life. Father, may that purification help us to continually reject evil, continually cling to what is good and godly, what is right. And Father, when we experience conflict in life, may we understand what it looks like to love in the midst of that conflict, to consistently pursue the good of others, and the good for others, in a way that exceeds what we pursue for ourselves. May the world know that we belong to you by the way we love one another. And may that love express and display the righteousness that we have in Christ, not a righteousness of our works, but a righteousness of repentance and forgiveness, a declared righteousness because of faith, a belief, a trust, a confident expectation that you always keep your promise. So God, today, in whatever we do, may we go about life in a way that expresses love, righteous love. And in those times when we need correction, may we take that correction to heart and may it be applied so that the immeasurably more love that you have bestowed upon us would be transformed in our life to being an immeasurably more love that we share with others. So God, today I pray that you would watch over those that need to experience that love in a greater way today than ever before. Father, for those that are caught in the midst of the winter storm that's here in northern Indiana and so much of the north, may you watch over them. May your children continually care for one another and pay attention. May we make wise decisions in what we do, and may our love for you guide us in the way we treat others. And may your love for them be evident through us. And Father, as we love people with this righteous love, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.